How you doing? This is George Becker from Jaded Cast. You're listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. So crank it up.
Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, melodic rock. Friends, we got it all, and today is no different, because I have on the line the amazing lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter of Jaded Cast, Mr. George Becker. George, welcome to the show, man.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, man. George, I want to tell you something, brother. I want to thank you for reaching out to me because for the longest time, man, I have been a Jaded Past fan. And to have this opportunity to actually speak with the lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter, I am truly humbled, man. So thank you.
I appreciate that. That makes me feel so welcome.
What I'd like to do, or how I would like to start this interview off, is how about you go ahead and give the listeners a little bit of history about yourself and about Jaded Past. And what we're going to do is we're going to concentrate on your latest album called Believe, released on Melodic Rock Records. So what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to you, man.
Cool. Well, I've been in the tri-state area music scene since the 80s. I'm not going to tell you my age, but you can figure it out all by yourself. I was in a band called Wicked Sin back in 1985, did the whole L'Amour, Galaxy, although the Limelight, all those places back then. And then as life got in the way, I took a back seat to the music and some children and lived my life a little bit. But then I got back into the music scene about 10 years ago, up, you know, in the Jersey scene, more like a cover band situation. Then I started writing again. As I was doing all of this, some old friendships that were developed back in the old days, via like Steve Brown and Dennis Zimmer and TJ Farley and all the guys that I started talking to again, I started writing, and then me and Steve Brown started talking. I put this project, and I'm going to say project together, called Jaded Past, because how I do everything is I write all the songs. I go into the studio with Steve Brown from Trickster as my producer. We work on the songs. We bring in musicians here and there as to play on the record. And then once the record is done, we did the first one as an independent. I put it out. And then the second one I did, and I got signed by Melodic Rock Records, and we released it under their label. So what I do is I do the record, and then I put together a live ensemble act, which is kick-ass live like you would not believe. So that's the way Jaded Past rolls. I originally put it together in 2011, and it's now 2017. I have two records out with Jaded Past name, and I'm actually writing for the third one as we speak. And that's all in a nutshell.
Well, that's awesome, man. You said you do some live shows and stuff. What do you think was one of your most memorable shows?
I'm going to say we just did one March 17th. We did at the Brighton Bar down in Long Branch. That was an awesome show. All my shows, each one has a little thing that's, you know, different from the last, but more memorable. We did some good Jersey shows in Stanhope House, Dingbats, but also away from Jersey, we've played in Rhode Island and New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And we're going to branch that out into Illinois and, you know, even in Canada, hopefully by the end of the year. So I really don't have one memorable moment. I just go every gig that comes up, we try to make it better than the last. That's all I can really say about that.
George, let me ask you this, man. Where can your fans and future fans purchase the latest release, Believe CD?
Everywhere. No, jadedpass.com would be probably the easiest one to get the physical copy. Either jadedpass.com or melodicrockrecords.com. And then after that, Vintage Vinyl has it in Woodbridge, or you can go to iTunes and download the whole record. But it's also on Amazon and Spotify and all digital outlets. So if you don't want the physical record, which you can get it, like, again, at jadedpass.com or melodicrockrecords.com, you can get it digitally almost anywhere on the internet, especially iTunes.
Gotcha, man. George, the first track I want to talk about off the album, Believe, is called Don't Judge. How about you give the listeners some history about that song?
Well, you know, that old saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, what I do when I write songs, a tagline will hit me for some, one reason or another. I don't specifically like to give the reasons why they hit me, per se, because I like whoever listens to my songs to grasp onto it and make it their own. You know, the lyrics can fit a lot of people's situations. So I wrote that song basically because of that. You know, people look at me a certain way, whether it be because I'm a musician or I'm a dad, or, you know, the way I look when I'm out, you know, or my age. So there's so many different reasons you don't judge a book by its cover, you know, and that's where that all came from.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Don't Judge, the Jaded Pass. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
It's the same old story. Love falls and love falls down. It's about the power and the glory. City lights and rock and roll. It's time to discover. Search hard within your soul. Stop judging the book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. Couldn't be any more wrong. Judge a book by its cover. Same old dance with the same old rock and roll song. People come and people go, and nothing lasts forever. It's time I let you know, and the best will only get better. Don't judge a book by its cover. Couldn't be any more wrong. Judge a book by its cover. Same old dance with the same old rock and roll song. Come to you once and I tell you again. Stop, look and listen. Come to you once and I tell you again. Recognize what you've been missing. Yeah. time out. It's the same old story. Love on falls and love on doubts about the power and the glory. Don't judge a book by its cover. Couldn't be any more wrong. Don't judge a book by its cover.
All right, welcome back. We are with George Becker of Jaded Past. And George, I want to say this. That is an amazing song. Unfortunately, I'm going to sound probably robotic throughout this interview because all these tracks on the album are incredible. The arrangements, your vocals are, I think, are more powerful than your first album. And just great job, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I owe a lot. I owe a lot to the production crew of that, but also, you know, we put a lot of effort into this record, so I'm very proud of it.
George, let me ask you this one, man. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
Absolutely. Coming up in September, we have two gigs that it's going to be kind of like a kickoff of support for the Believe album, a re-support, I should say, because, you know, the album came out last August, but we just did shows here and there, but now we're trying to really get it going. So on September 15th, we're going to be at Roxy and Duke's in Dunellen, New Jersey, which is a headlining show for us. We have some local openers that are kick-ass. And then also on September 17th, we're doing an early show because it's a Sunday, but we're also headlining at Uncle Eddie's in Salisbury, Massachusetts, again with some local openers, and it's gonna be the best. I have a kick-ass live lineup that is amazing and is second to none as far as I'm concerned. So if you really want to see a good rock and roll show, those two shows are a must.
Awesome, brother. George, let me ask you this one, man. In your opinion, what defines a successful record?
People buying it. I think if all the energy you put into the record, if an artist feels that they put everything they had into the record and it comes out the way they wanted, that's a successful record. Of course, you know, it would help if everybody in the audience loved it and they purchased it and, you know, they made it a financial success also. But to me, successful record is more of an artist's vision coming true.
That's a great answer, man. Throughout your career, I'm sure you have some musical influences. You've been on the stage with people like Mike Tramp, you know, and then you stated earlier, you know, Steve Brown, a trickster. Are these the kind of people that have influenced you throughout your career?
Absolutely. Right from the start, when I was younger, you know, it was more like Elton John to Kiss to David Bowie. That was more what influenced me in the beginning of my career, like in the mid-80s to the early 90s. As I played on stages with these people, even back in the day with my other bands, you know, I opened up for Ace Frehley and bands like Cinderella. So even that presents an influence on you, you know, when you're constantly around that kind of a vibe. So now on this record, you can actually hear, you know, the Bon Jovi influences, the Aerosmith influences, even like Black Crowes and Kid Rock, because I like to listen to straight ahead melodic rock. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I listen to. Steven Tyler to me is my ultimate idol. So you take that into consideration, and you'll see a lot of that when you see the band live also.
Right on, man. What was the most defining moment in your life that made you want to become a musician?
I used to, other than seeing, like, on Don Kirshner's rock concert, seeing Elton John and Kiss and David Bowie and T-Rex, that kind of stuff, after that fact, I used to go with my cousins to see bands like White Tiger and T.T. Quick and Prophet and Phantom's Opera, all New Jersey tri-state area based bands. And that, I saw them on the stage doing that, and that's what I wanted to do from like 15 years old on. So that I can actually say is the biggest influence.
The next track I'd like to talk about is called Good, Bad, Innocent. How about some history on that one?
Okay, that one's a good one. When I was in my first go-round in the music scene there, I had a group of friends that are still diehard loyal to friends with me. We had a group of friends that hung out at one of the houses, and it used to be our focal point. Like, you know, we'd get together and go to clubs together, or we'd just hang out and have a couple of beers together. They would help me with my music. And those friends are what the song's about. And those friends still come out to my shows today as they did 30 years ago, 20 years ago. So that's what the song's about. Kind of coming of age type of thing.
Well, it's definitely a great tune, man. And here it is, Good, Bad, Innocent with Jaded Past. Crank it up.
Didn't matter what we said or did. Not a care in the world.
are back with George Becker of Jaded Pass. And once again, man, like I just stated before, awesome stuff, brother. George, let me ask you this one, man. Has there ever been a point in your life that you had lost the interest in playing? If so, what did you do to rekindle it?
That's a difficult question. I wouldn't say that I lost interest in playing, but sometimes you get to the point where you wonder if it's enough or it's gonna work. And then, you have children, that kind of a thing. And you wonder if this is the right path for you. So I ducked out for a little while. I'm going to say anywhere from 5 to 10 years back in the 90s, I'd say that I didn't do anything. Sold all my equipment, didn't want to even pick up a guitar. But then the defining point of coming back was when Tesla did this unplugged MTV thing. And I said, you know what? I don't have to go full blown, but I can do something like that. So I put together an unplugged band and we did that. And then after that, once you get back in, the itch is there. And it's just because it's been part of my life since I've been 13 years old when I took a first lesson. So I put that unplugged band together and that went into a cover band. And then in the cover band, as I said before, I started writing and meeting up with old friends. That's how it came back. And now it's full blown, full force.
Excellent, man. What is one piece of musical advice forever changed your way of thinking?
I'm not going to say who said it, but more than one person has said to me, just stay true to what you're doing. Always love what you're doing, and it will never be work. And the payoff will come in time. And because of that, not only do I do Jaded Past, but I play acoustic solo and duo. I do up close and personal acoustic shows all over Jersey. And that's how I make my living with that also. And just writing and licensing and all that stuff. And those people were right because I do what I love to do. So to me, I never work. It's all just enjoyment.
That's an awesome answer, man.
Thank
George,
you.
The next track I would like to talk about is called Whiskey Dreams. How about some history on that one?
I'm going to be honest with you. There's not much history on it. Me and Steve Brown were in the studio, and I was playing him some ideas I had in my head, and he said, that's what we should come up with a nice, or not we, he said, you should come up with a great party drinking type song that would go over well live. And I went home and I put words to the idea of the music that I had, and voila, it's Whiskey Dreams.
All right, man. Well, here it is. Whiskey Dreams with Jaded Past. Crank it up.
The fire in your soul, a toast to one and all. Raise your glass and set down. City limits all shining bright. Hear the music on the streets tonight. Heart to heart, soul to soul. Test of time, that's rock and roll.
Soul, the toast of one and all.
Once again with George Becker of Jaded Pass, and killer, killer tune, brother.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. It means everything.
George, let me ask you, what is one piece of musical advice that you would have given yourself 5 years ago?
Never quit. Never quit. Never, ever quit. No matter what the circumstances are. Always keep on keeping on. Sounds cliche, but you know what? But you only, you know, I've had people in my life pass too early and never got to fulfill their dreams. So my advice to myself is to just keep doing what I'm doing.
George, in your opinion, what do you think will be the next revolution in the music industry?
I really don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. How the music business is now, I didn't see this coming. I recorded back in the day when we had to put 2-inch tape on a reel and record. And now, you know, we record digitally direct in an 8x8 room, the whole thing, you know? So I don't really know, as far as like the sales part of it and the radio part of it, I wish I knew the answer. I'm just being honest.
Fair enough, man. George, the next track I'd like to talk about is called Dashboard Jesus. Can you give us some history on that one?
Sure. I was never a big country fan, by no means. I mean, back in the day, I liked Southern rock, you know, the whole Outlaws, Leonard Skinner, Molly Hatchet thing. But I never really got into, like, country music. And then I took 2 separate trips to Nashville, and I fell in love with music all over again. And to just explain that, not really, I didn't fall in love with country music, but it was just another genre that that hit me in a different way. So I decided that I would really like a country crossover song on this record. So I started putting it together. And then as we put it together, we added the harp and the slide guitar and the lyrics. Again, is just a journey on the road with nothing but your convertible and your little plastic Dashboard Jesus. And that's where it came from.
Wow, awesome. Well, here it is, man. Crank it up.
Living on the edge of darkness, hustling through the streets of hell, staring to the eyes of the faceless, picking all the pieces that fail, praying to my dashboard Jesus, watching as it's
illusion, looking to a found that groove. Put into my dashboard, Jesus, watching as the time flies by. Broken dreams from Jersey to Kansas, photo ride. Put into my dashboard, Jesus, watching as the time flies by. Broken dreams from Jersey to Kansas, photo ride. Here comes the thunder and lightning, grab onto your hopes and dreams. Sometimes life is exciting, other times it falls apart at the seams. Put into my dashboard, Jesus, watching as the time flies by. Broken dreams from Jersey to Kansas, photo ride. Put into my dashboard, Jesus, watching as the time flies by. Broken dreams from Jersey to Kansas, what a ride. Put into my dashboard, Jesus, watching as the time flies by. Broken dreams from Jersey to Kansas, what a ride.
Again, we are back with George Becker of Jaded Past. And George, what we're going to do is go ahead and we're going to close this show out. But what I'd like to do is ask you one more question. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
I would like everybody just to remember the fact that I always stuck to my dream and I never let it go. That I've written songs from day one, stayed true to what I believed in, and up until the time that I do go, I'll be performing on stage and I'll be writing songs. So take all my songs and keep them forever.
That's an amazing answer, man.
Thank you.
Very cool, brother. George, what I want to say to you is this, man, is that I truly want to wish you the utmost success, man, in all that you do, brother. And if I may use the word pray, my prayer for you is that God just keeps blessing you and that you just keep kicking ass and taking the main stage by storm and keep rocking the hell out of people, because Jaded Past has got what it takes to take this industry and destroy it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. All the support.
All right, friends. Well, there it is, an interview with George Becker of Jaded Past. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and close the show out with one more track. This one here is called Taken. Peace. Peace.